deal with airplane peanuts.
Kill Tony Hall of Famer and Roastmaster David Lucas just released the first stand-up special of his career titled Uncancelable, which ironically came out in the midst of a targeted attempt to cancel David for jokes made pertaining to George Floyd that were aimed at a heckler during one of his recent shows. Jokes that created a firestorm of chaos online for David Lucas that included varying reactions from both social commentary channels and actual comedians alike.
What do you think of this comedian right now who's apologizing for the George Floyd joke?
David Lucas?
He's a funny dude. That George Floyd thing is rough.
You can tell a joke about O.J. Simpson killing Nicole and say, I know he killed him. Black people wouldn't have a single issue.
I don't co-sign it. I think it's bullshit. But I understand what he was trying to do.
But this organized attempt to cancel David Lucas for jokes made off the top of his head towards someone who was disrupting his show has not stopped the comedian from not only releasing his new special under its current name, but also doubling down in this debut half hour, going in harder than ever while touching on every premise under the sun in order to weed out any fake fans who don't entirely understand the concept of comedy or David's style of telling jokes, which at its core is basically talking shit for the sole purpose of being funny and by no means is meant to be taken literally.
The great Patrice O'Neill said that a funny joke and a bad joke come from the same place. So that was my attempt at comedy. It was to get shock value. I'm a troll. You heckle me, now I heckle you.
Today, we are honored to be joined once again by David Lucas to hear even more about being truly uncancelable.
So we're here with David Lucas. David, thank you so much for coming on the show today. The new title of your special is Uncancelable, of course, which ironically came out right after you started getting some heat online for some jokes made about George Floyd. So my first question for you is, how do you think that whole situation going viral helped play into the release of your first special?
Man, you know what's so crazy? Like, you can't ask for better marketing. Like, we couldn't even plan this if we wanted to. And the special was already named Uncancelable before I even shot it. I don't know. There's no such thing as bad publicity, man. I think we're at like 245,000 views in 4 days. We should be at the week mark, if it keeps going like it's going, right at like 350 or 400,000. No promotion, all out of pocket, man. I feel like this is me showing people what I can do on my own. And then, you know, if a big production company gets behind it, you know, the stars are the space, whatever they say, the moon is the limit, whatever the hell they be saying. Yeah.
Well, you put it on YouTube, like you said, self-produced, self-funded. Fahim Anwar just uploaded a special kind of doing the same thing, but got hit with some restrictions. With the nature of your edgy material, did you have any plan to avoid censorship on YouTube, or is that just a risk that you're willing to accept?
So I have a social media agent and we talked about that. We spoke about it. He was like, do you want to just put it on Patreon? I was like, man, I don't feel like my first project people should have to pay for it. They should be able to indulge in it for free. So I don't want to put it behind a paywall. And right. He was like, well, there is a chance that it'll get, you know, 18 and over. And I was like, well, let's roll the dice. If it happens, it happens. But I mean, I feel like YouTube should know, why can't we put out a comedy special telling jokes, but Cardi B can make a song talking about whatever, that the WAP. It's all entertainment. It's a point of view. It's how I feel while I'm on stage. Doesn't mean I feel like that all the time. So this is my expressiveness, so let me rock.
You just bought your own comedy club room on 6th Street in Austin. How has that been developing, and what inspired you to get into the business of
the
club?
How do you get this information? Where the hell you get... I bought a bar. Me and my buddy, we bought a bar. Catacorner to the mothership. Not turned into a comedy club, really, but on Monday nights, I want to do something for the comedians that didn't get on Kill Tony. So, okay, you came out here and you chill for 3 hours. Let's do a 10:30 mic so that you could at least get on stage. Because I remember how it felt, you know, waiting to get on Kill Tony. And then, like, in L.A., well, I'm in L.A. right now, but in L.A., bro, once Kill Tony is done, the Comedy Store mic is done. So it's like, shit, where do I get on stage at? You know what I'm saying? So this would be an opportunity for those young comics to get on stage who waited and their name didn't get pulled, or even if their name did get pulled. Come work some shit out.
Yeah, that's super cool because you're also obviously a Hall of Famer. It's not like they're just going to another mic. It's like almost like a Kill Tony Jr. kind of thing because it's right, like you're right. So related to the show. That's very cool.
Yeah, actually, since me and my buddy acquired that bar, that's where the Kill Tony people are held now. They're complaining about Drake prices, but I'm like, hey, man, that I don't micromanage. You know what I'm saying?
They also complain about that at the mothership, I feel like.
I mean, shit, man, you can't make everybody happy, man. I remember when I was an open micer dog and like I'd have $15 in my bank account, and some mics in LA used to want you to like buy something. I'm like, Man, I got to stretch this for like 4 days, bro. What are we talking about?
And now you're operating a room. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. That's why that Kill Tony Hall of Fame was so like special to me, man, because when that came on, like the thought that came to my head was like, dog, you had no business being at the Comedy Store, because I only had a few dollars in my bank account. And it was like $6 or $8 to park at the parking lot next to the Comedy Store if you couldn't find street parking.
Brian Simpson's special is coming out soon, but yours is technically the first one to be released that was filmed at the Mothership. With the historic trajectory that this club is on, what does releasing the first special there mean to you in your career?
I mean, bro, since the club has opened, I've done a lot of firsts. I was the first person to ever go on stage at the Mothership, first person to release a special. Like, when it comes to comedy, bro, like, Brian Simpson is my big brother in comedy, dog. He messaged me the other day. He was like, damn good special. He's like, that was a good special. And I'm like, bro, like, it's hard for you to tell me that when I watch you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a master. He's a master of diction. He doesn't waste any words, man. That's what we just strive to do to get better. Like, when you think about the people I'm surrounded around, you know what I'm saying? Shane Gillis, Mark Norman, and Dan Soda, Joe Rogan, Derek Poston, Brian Simpson, Matt McCusker. Like, it's like I see nothing but beasts. And as a comedian, bro, sometimes like I try not to go downstairs too early when I got a spot, because you don't want to hear like somebody doing something genius and then you get that thought like, man, I should not be doing comedy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, comedians have
that. Comedians have that thought, man. You know,
it's crazy that you could be thinking that, but I mean, there's just, I guess that means that you're good and you're still think, you know, not too like full yourself.
Comedians, we are like the most insecure beings. I think that's why we do comedy, man, because something's not connecting in our head. Like, bro, I've seen Shane come off stage, murder, and be like, dude, I suck. I'm like, what?
That's great. Well, you're talking about some of the other great comedians that are in the scene in Austin. The new special starts with a sick intro featuring a custom song from Danny Brown. Was there anyone else who came out to the taping or has reached out to you since the special dropped that was extra cool for you?
Logic, the rapper. He was like, bro, you really are special. Ralph Barbosa. I don't know if Danny Brown has seen it yet. Godfrey reached out to me during the George Floyd stuff, and he was like, bro, you're funny. He was like, don't worry about these motherfuckers. You're funny. I was like, thank you. Because when I see Godfrey, when I saw him hitting me up on Instagram, I'm like, I'm about to get cussed out by one of the greatest black comedians of our time. And I was like, Jelly Roll. I don't know. So many people have messaged me, bro. It's all my friends, you know, like you, all my other friends, they've seen it. They're like, good special. It's very polarizing.
It's very funny is what it is, I think.
Thank you. I don't like to steal the words from Patrice, but I think it did its job. Like, it's either you love it or you hate it. I don't think there's an in-between. And that's fine with me, because I don't do comedy to appeal to everybody. So right. If you didn't like it, good. I didn't want you as a fan anyway. I don't want lukewarm fans. I want you to f*** me or not. Like, yeah. That's it. Don't be that's like, all. You know, I like David sometimes. Nah.
Yeah. Well, in the credits, you gave a special thanks to Andrew Schultz and Stavros Halkias. I'm just wondering what impact those guys had on your special or just your career in general.
Schultz has been in my corner since day one, bro. Since I first got on Kill Tony. He's like, bro, he was like, you got something. He was like, I see you. I see your body language. I hear how you talk. I hear how you structure jokes. Like, he was like, you got something. He talked to me. He talked to my director, camera guy, about like angles. And he sat there and drew the map out. And even when he came to Austin, he showed me where to put the cameras. We didn't hit the audio the way he wanted it, but we'll get it right on the next one. He told us a lot of, you know, small tricks to how to like build up anticipation. Starvros just, he told me to put it out. I didn't want to put it out.
Why not?
Because like by the time we got the first edit, which was like 2-3 months later, I had a lot of those jokes I was doing in a better way that I feel like. I feel like I had added so much to them, and it was like, fuck, this is a way better joke now. Like, small words, taking things out and adding things like make the difference between a good joke and a great joke. And I was like, I felt like they were way better. And he was like, you're always gonna feel like that. He said, just put it out, bro. He said, just put it out.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm gonna take your advice, man. I'm just put it out, dog.
Well, I'm glad that he gave you that advice. I'm glad that you followed it, because it's an amazing special. Everyone seems to really be enjoying it. Is there any last words that you have for the people? Anything else they should know? Any next moves you want to tease?
You know, just come see me on the road, bro. This weekend I'm at the Stress Factory in New Jersey. Then after that, I'm in North Carolina and South Carolina. And then after that, I think I'm in Richmond, Virginia. Tour dates all over. Come check me out. Check out DavidLucasComedy.com.
come and click on tour dates to see where I'm at. Pull up on me, man. Hear me talk some shit. I appreciate everybody who enjoyed the special and watched it. And if you didn't enjoy it, thank you for watching anyway, mother.
Let's go. Thank you, David.
Yeah, bro.
Guest spots from last week. Joe Rogan had on Kevin James. Two Bears, One Cave was Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. Bad Friends had Zac Efron and John Cena on the show. Salvo Cano and Chris DiStefano went on The Legion of Skanks. Brian Simpson and Joe List were on We Might Be Drunk. The Insane Clown Posse visited your mom's house. Taste Buds battled buffets versus chef tastings. Flagrant talked with RFK Jr. Harlan Williams was on the Wayback podcast. Jordan Jensen went on the Adam Friedland Show podcast. Danny Sodes was on Matt and Shane's secret podcast. Matt McCullough Cusker went on Not Today, Pal, and Matt was also the guest on Kill Tony.
So I don't know if you guys can tell by my general demeanor or my fashion sense, but I go to a lot of strip clubs. Recently, I went to the Yellow Rose, right? Yeah. I heard about it on the show, wanted to go check it out. I actually saw a blind guy there. I was like, damn, dude, it's probably cheaper to listen to Akon at home. He was singing really loud. He was like, I see you winding and grinding up on that pole. I was like, no, you don't. I felt pretty bad, though, because he threw like 600 singles at the cigarette machine.
This past weekend with Theo Von talked with Dax Shepard. Dan St. Germain visited Stavi's World. Steph Island was on Are You Garbage. Joe DeRosa was a guest on Whiskey Ginger. Ryan Sickler went on Tiger Belly. Carrot Top was on The Honeydew. The Blocks Podcast had on Trevor Wallace. First Date featured Louis J. Gomez. Rick Glassman had Adam Ray and Brent Morin take their shoes off. Being Ian with Jordan welcomed Fahim Anwar and Mike Racine. And Jeff Dye and Mike Cannon went on The Real Ass Podcast. As far as new stand-up specials are out right now besides David Lucas, Akash Singh Gaslit came out on YouTube and Twitter on March 10th. Other specials out on this platform include Dan Soder On the Road, Nobody Presents Greg Stone, Paul Aaliyah Detroit Player, and Eleanor Kerrigan No Country for Old Women, which is out right now on the Comedy Store's YouTube channel. And a few specials in the works right now that will be coming out soon. Kevin Ryan's first half-hour comedy special is dropping Thursday at 7 p.m. on the Are You Garbage YouTube channel. Dave Attell Hot Cross Buns will be coming to Netflix on March 26th, and perhaps the biggest news of them all is Brian Simpson Live from the Mothership, which will be Brian's first hour-long special and debuts globally on Netflix March 19th. We actually interviewed Brian Simpson about this special a few months ago. That video is tagged above right now if you want to check it out. If you don't want to check out our interview with Brian Simpson, that's fine. Just close your eyes for like 3 seconds. We have a massive new video that will be coming out in just a few days announcing this year's 32 Comedy Podcast March Madness teams and matchups, as well as the clips that we'll all be voting on. If you don't know what I'm talking about, or if you didn't participate last year and want to be a part of a fun month-long competition, turn on the post notifications for this channel right now so you don't miss out on our next video that explains everything. And as always, thank you so much for watching.
Hey, the best comment that I got on my Instagram, somebody said, you went up there and did old black man comedy in a room full of white people.
You got a standing O.
Bad joke world.
And the world is WRLD.
That's a great YouTube channel, Joke World. Check it out.